Welcome to the After Hours podcast. After a long hiatus, we are back for a Christmas special. Today we're joined with Arian.
What's up?
Ollie.
Hola, amigo.
Damak.
I'd like to say happy Christmas and a Merry New Year.
Anirudh.
He's got it on point.
And Safe.
For entertainment purposes, I'm legally changing my name to Walking Foot Fetish. I hope we're all okay with that.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Today, Gabriel couldn't
That's
join us
today.
That's
the only thing that he likes about women. What?
So,
cap,
that
cap. Is hair is also wonderful. Wait, what? No, nothing. Wait.
Fellas.
Cap, though.
I like how before this started we were all like no, the introduction is the only time where we are not allowed to interrupt Heiko, and every one of us has interrupted him by now.
It's fine. That's how it goes.
Fellas, let's talk about our fallen comrade Gabriel Marcano Mendez.
He owed too much debt. He owed too much debt, and the Americans needed their money back.
Sue Ollie, we have no problem.
It's me, my amigo. It's me, Gabriel. How you doing, amigo?
Hi, Zach.
Ah, right. Zach. It's been a while.
I thought you got redacted, bro. What happened?
Oh, you know, it's all the cartel, amigo.
Hey, que pasa?
If you're Gabriel, how much money do you owe each and every one of us? If you're really Gabriel, because Gabriel, yeah.
To be fair, he doesn't owe me any money.
You're lucky.
Gabriel doesn't know what money he owes.
It's fine. It's a season of giving, you know.
Well, wait, Heiko, does he owe you any money?
Probably somewhere. If he doesn't, he will.
You best believe you're speaking for yourself. I'm Indian. I'm allowed to be stingy.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
I'm pretty sure he still owes me like 200 reals somewhere. He owes like a friend of ours like 400 reals, and I'm pretty sure he scammed every one of us except for maybe Demac.
Yeah. Yeah. He actually bought me noodles from the store
with my money.
He's never done that to anyone else.
Hey, he's never scammed me because I never give him any money.
All right, guys. It's that time of year again. Christmas.
Yeah.
So, do you guys celebrate Christmas?
To an extent, I do.
Yeah, you had a turkey, eh?
I was 6 years old. My dad went, "What the hell is Christmas? Santa Claus doesn't exist. It's just some stupid."
Whoa! Easy.
No. I celebrate Christmas.
I'm not saying he's right.
Okay.
Listen, all I'm saying is that your dad's wrong.
When I was a kid, like, first of all, we lived in an apartment. So the idea that this guy was going to go through a chimney made no sense to me. And my mom tried to get around that by saying he has a magic key that everybody, so he could get into the house.
So yeah, breaking and entering.
Yeah, right. And at that moment, I was like, oh, Santa's bullshit. And I was like 6 years old. And I talked to my dad about it. And he looked at me and he was like, yeah, you're right. He's bullshit. He's not real. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying that's like, my personal view.
Yo, that's some free money saved.
Now, when I was little, because we celebrate Christmas. And so when I was little, I told I already knew he wasn't real, right? But I was like, you know what? This is just an extra Christmas present. Why not just go with it? I don't know.
And he big-brained it.
Yeah, so I would always ask, like, this one specifically for mom, this one for dad, and this one is from Santa Claus. And so I'd ask if Santa Claus could give me the present, so just get one extra present. So I'm always thinking three steps ahead.
Three brains ahead.
Even though it's not mental strat. He's a whole brain ahead.
He's like seven brains ahead of everybody. I knew that Santa was BS a long time ago, but I'd still write him the letter because like we also celebrated Christmas because of my little sister. I'd still write him a letter because it'd be like Pascal's wager. Listen, if I'm wrong, then I get a gift. If I'm right, then I don't get anything, but it's worth writing the letter anyway.
Wait, Safe.
It has nothing to do with Christmas anyways. It's just a Coca-Cola thing, isn't it?
Safe.
It's tech. Yeah. Yo.
Just have you ever held over the fact that you know Santa's real, not real, while your sister doesn't?
Well, growing up, I think she also figured that he was bullshit as well. Like, because my mom tried really, really hard to convince us he was real. And we were all kind of like, yeah, you're trying too hard. Like, because she celebrated Christmas growing up as well.
Okay.
Like, Christmas. And my little sister is born on Christmas Day. So it's really important. But she kept, like, the magic up, even though she...
Today?
Yeah, it's her birthday today.
Oh,
sure.
Happy birthday to your sister.
Happy birthday to your sister.
Aw, thanks. I won't tell her that.
Did your and happy birthday play? To everyone else whose birthday is today.
I know three people whose birthday is today.
Let's not talk about what just happened.
Did your guys' parents like ever try to convince you about the tooth fairy?
Yeah.
I just got extra money, bro. That was just some mad money.
That's some mad money.
Look. It was pretty obvious. A fairy doesn't just take my tooth and go, yeah, that's $1. That's $10. That's a stack. No.
And if it were real, like, where would she or he keep all that teeth, dude? We'd find out eventually, right?
She sells it back to the American government.
Wait, in their BDSM dungeon, right? Like, that's...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wait, did everybody get the same story growing up? Like, they have a...
No.
BDSM one, yeah.
That's like, because, like, you know when hell gets overcrowded, you got to get some people. Like, that's their job. And that's why they need, like, teeth. They just throw it at, like... No? Okay, I heard a different story.
Listen. Have you guys watched Fairy Godparents? Have you watched Fairy Godparents?
Yeah, yes, I don't remember much of it.
I don't know why this always comes to me. Like, every time on this podcast, I start talking about crushes on TV shows. But the Tooth Fairy and Fairy Godparents, god damn, bro. My guy.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Fellas, I'd like to make a statement.
It's more to do with the fact that no real girl ever did wanted you, so you just decided to do one better.
Listen, guys. I know this is just for the general public, any listeners who don't know me very well, but I'm known to make poop jokes a lot, all right? And a lot of funny, stupid little immature jokes. And I want to say that I'm not always like that.
He doesn't do poop jokes anymore.
He
won't ever do them ever again. He won't speak of
poop. Five minutes after the podcast, doo-doo.
Don't encourage me.
I'm sorry.
He's a changed man. And he's also very well-mannered. You know, like, I've met DeMarc multiple times. He's so well-mannered. And, like, also, DeMarc, listen, thank you so much for paying out my student loans. Like,
Stop
pitch
sailing,
DeMarc.
Oh, yeah, same, DeMarc. Same. Like,
pitch
sailing, being a med student is so
hard. Yeah, thanks, bro.
Thanks so much.
You know what? You guys are like family, you know? And I do anything for my family.
Yeah, we're family.
You haven't paid me.
We take advantage of your emotions.
Yes, in the name of Vin Diesel from Fast and Furious. Family. And that's all I have to say.
Just family.
Yeah, I don't know what else.
Yeah, then again, thank you also for paying for my future daughter's like wedding. I appreciate it.
Ah, no problem. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't
what
even
about
know
your son, dude? You have no hope in your son finding.
Nah.
Thanks so much for buying.
Comes out like a piss baby. He's getting big. I don't know.
Damak, thanks for buying me a Nissan GTR.
Okay. That was not for you. That was for me. Sorry.
And, that moment when Heiko finds out he stole a car. Oh, wait, that's not for me.
Oh, wait, yeah, it's not for me. You sure?
The thing about Ollie is different, right? Like, he won't get insulted by any of, like, things like religion or, like, anything political. But if his child eats pizza with pineapple once, he's disowned.
Whoa,
gone.
Wait.
Absolutely.
Wait, did you see the thing? Did you guys see? So, like, a friend of ours was holding like a hangout, and on Snapchat he posted a story like videotaping Ollie's reaction to him eating a pizza with pineapple in it. And Ollie was having like a straight up seizure. He was just kind of like, "How dare you? What are you doing?"
Yeah, I remember.
Are you good?
That to me now.
Yeah, I felt really bad because I was meant to go. Like, so I was meant. Okay, funny story about that. Me and Ollie were invited to go to our friend's house. And I remembered, I have a call with a friend that day. And so yes. I couldn't go to his house. So I had to wait to call my friend because we were working on this project. And then my friend ended up, like, sleeping in. And then he never called me. And I just had to sit there and be like, damn it.
That moment.
I missed out on Ollie's seizure. Damn it.
But do you want to tell like the truth? Like, where did we go before that? Because like that could be like a good story.
Oh yeah, that's a great story. That's a great story.
Okay, so basically, the reason why me and Saif and Andrew also saw each other, and DeMarc didn't go.
I didn't go.
basically, I hosted this like little like this football game that we could all go ahead and play together with a couple of friends. Uh-huh. And yeah, and so we all played. It was a chill time. It was a chill time. We lasted around like what, the first 15 minutes were good. And then a couple people were like, you know what, I don't think I can live anymore. They started like to like slightly die.
There were only four people that lasted, and I think it was me, CLW.
What are you talking about? EO. Your foot? What are you talking about? Your ankle gave
last
up.
Last minute, midway. We left. I twisted my ankle, and that was the moment we left. But I didn't get tired. That was not me.
Andrew never gets tired.
Yeah, Andrew, dude, that's Andrew, just that's a message to the woman. Andrew never gets tired.
Andrew, what are you talking about?
Chat. He runs 10 kilometers a day. You think he'll get tired?
No, because he never
100 sit-ups, 100 push-ups a day. What else does he do?
Basically, one punch man.
10-kilometer run, bro.
See, all I'm saying, bro, is I used to run to 5 to 10 kilometers before quarantine started. And then...
China was like, nope.
Specifically
someone was a bit bat. Specifically had a bat
you.
What the fuck?
What?
Just
people just kind of, you know, it's tough times there. Sometimes people got to eat what they got to eat. Turns out that guy, that one bat, had a disease that would.
So that's my thing, though. That's my thing. So basically, he wouldn't have been able to cook the bat fully. Otherwise, the virus would have died. The virus doesn't, as we know it, it doesn't survive heat. Which basically means if you have COVID, just like go walk into an oven and you'll be fine.
No, don't encourage people. Do not.
Okay, sorry.
We have people like it's unbelievable. Podcast and we want, like, sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, like, so like
people did do that in 1940s. It didn't end well.
Oh my no.
Right. Anyway, so like the only explanation would be the guy cooked the bat but didn't cook it well. It was still raw when he ate it and he got COVID.
It's raw.
It's raw.
It's raw.
It's bleeping raw. I said bleeping because it's PG.
Are you guys having fun reading about the new variants in South Africa and England?
Dude, you're the only one that can read, bro. Come on, let's be real.
I'm the only one that can read. Me. I'm the only one that can read.
Yeah, I take English. And I can't read. Much. Come on, let's.
I don't
let's
know what
real.
Reading is.
Speaking of English,
A-level student to a dyslexic, to someone with dyslexia.
Fellas.
Yeah, Ollie is being a piece of shit. He's insulting the dyslexic kid. What?
Exactly.
An A-level.
Well, that's inappropriate.
Fellas. Remember that one time Ollie like joined a VC and he told us about that one time in an online class where he may have left something on.
I need to hear this.
I need to hear this as well.
So, you know, I was in a VC the night prior to this with a couple of the boys. You know, we were just memeing around and I was like, you know what? I remember this app because I just watched a video of this guy called Quackity who pretended to be Mexican Dream and he had a voice mode on. I was like, damn. That'd be funny. Yeah,
can I just pause you for a second? That was the most Ollie sentence I have heard all year.
Yeah. I was gonna say only Ollie would do that.
I wanna be Mexican Ollie, bro. And so I looked and I was like, okay, I'll just get voice mode. I had this a long time ago and I just got it back. And so I get it, all right, I meme around and I decide to go on with the what's it called? With the robot AI voice. And I decided to go on with the robot AI voice. And so I lost my footing. Okay. I just switch it off. I was like, okay, whatever. The day after, though, it was Sunday. And so I was like, okay, I got English first period. And
online classes, by the way.
Yeah, online classes. And so, you know, I already wake up around 7:20, just like 10 minutes before school starts because I can't really be asked to do anything. And I just get online and just, you know, just start doing the English lesson. And by the way, in that class, there was a girl I used to like. So... I tried to be on my best behavior, but
best behavior
didn't turn out that way.
Yeah. It didn't quite turn out because whilst I was in, whilst I was in the middle of the class, I just check open Discord, and I was like, and I see the Discord server for our English class that they start saying that what was wrong with my voice. And I was like, what do you mean? And then I was like, oh my god, I have the auto-tune on from last night. And I forgot to switch it off. The best part, the teacher didn't say anything about this. And then I just kept on looking. And they started saying that I sounded like Jacob Sartorius rapping my answers. And this was just like... Because, like, we were studying, like, the climax of the play. Like, this was the biggest, most important part of the whole, like, semester, basically. Because it was the final chapter where everything goes down. And I started, like, reading out my answers and reading out part of the play in this robot AI voice, who happened to also be a DJ. And I sounded so stupid. Like, teacher didn't say anything about it. And, like, so after class, I stayed back and I said, Miss, my friends told me that I sounded kind of weird in this thing. I'm sorry. And she said, oh, no worries. I just thought it was your microphone. That's why. And I was like, oh, my God. Dude, that was
such a kind teacher. Such a kind teacher.
That was a nice teacher.
If that was me, I would have roasted you. Like, burnt you alive. Crisp you.
I'm just a little baffled. She decided to not say anything. Like, even
a
faulty mic would not sound like that.
It must just be the mic. Of course, of course.
It's the mic, okay? It's fine.
Technically, it is the mic. Well, no, actually.
It is the mic.
Can we all just take a moment
to... cameras off, bro. They turned the cameras off because they were laughing so hard that they turned the cameras off.
Can we all just take a moment to appreciate Ollie in an AI voice reading the climax of a play? Like, the most important part?
What was the play?
It's called A Streetcar Named Desire.
Oh,
that one. Yeah, that's nice.
I don't know but I know
one.
It's really
funny.
I mean, I didn't know it was a play. I just saw I didn't even see the film, actually. I just saw the Godfather guy doing it.
Wait, which one? Yeah. Whoa, Which one?
What's his name?
Robert
Don?
De Niro?
No. Well, yeah, but like the older guy. You know what I mean? You know, he's like, go to my house, type stuff.
Okay, wait, isn't that James Brown?
Did you just want to do a De Niro accent?
No. Like, The Godfather, you know, the Don, you know,
Corleone.
Yes, Corleone.
Yes.
The Corleone.
I'm Corleone, yeah.
That moment. Wait. I think I told you guys about this. But basically, this guy sent me a message about 3 days ago. His name is Hacking Is Goals. He sent me an email saying, "Are you my daddy who left me 30 years ago to get milk?" ? And then he sent me a following. I missed the first one. He sent me a following email today saying, "Daddy, please respond before I flood all of your Google connected accounts with malware." And I was like, oh, okay. So I responded. Now I'm going to read this email, not all of it, which is my response to him. I'm not going to read all of it.
Naughty words.
Exactly. It's not perfect in terms of, like, because I know you guys want to keep this PG, but I am not a PG.
I mean, we barely did, but, like, you know, no worries.
Yeah, exactly.
No worries. Okay. No, because there's, like, a really offensive joke here, which I should not have wrote, but I was having too much fun writing this email. So in response to him calling me his daddy who left him 30 years ago to get milk, I said, yes, I am. I'm your daddy. Son, I'm so sorry I abandoned you all those years ago. I was young and foolish. You can't expect a 90-year-old to parent responsibly. When I censored word, that gargoyle, I had no idea it could give birth. You were so hideous and horrifying, but I took you in nevertheless because I thought I could sell you to a circus for a fair price. I put a bag over your head, obviously. When I saw you, they were so traumatized that I was sued for visual terrorism and violence on irises. Worst of all, I couldn't get rid of you. So I left you at the bear house, you know, the one that Goldilocks visits, and told you I was going to get some milk, which in fairness, I did. I got a date with a celebrity, I'm not going to say her name, and you can imagine the rest. She loves those gray pubes. But I'm very ashamed all these years later. What do you say? Make amends? I live in Gold Coast Down Under. Visit me there. I have a wonderful business opportunity for you to invest in. See you soon. Kindly, censored word off. So a few things here. First of all,
You said you wouldn't read the whole thing, but you read the whole thing.
I read the entire thing.
I just skipped some of the words. That's what I meant by not saying the entire thing. Also, the place I say where I live in Gold Coast Down Under. Gold Coast is an actual place where my friend I won't say his name, but my friend lives in, and he was on the call when I was writing this email, and I literally just asked him, dude, where do you live?
Down under.
That was Pog.
That was Pog.
I should ban you for saying Pog.
Leave the podcast.
Leave the podcast.
leave the everything. Podcast. Leave everything. Hey,
amigo, you wanna do that together, amigo? Come on, compadre.
To be fair, I would not want to be on the wrong side of Gabriel's temper. Like, I just wouldn't. Like, not because I think he could kill me, but I'm pretty sure he could kill me. Like, maybe not in, like, I'm pretty sure he could just either strangle me or, like, run me over with, like, I don't know, a monster truck or, like, hire the cartel to, like, shoot me in the head.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want it.
Seems about Gabriel.
I wake up with coke up my nose, like.
You wake up with, a horse head in your bed. Get it?
You know what it is?
What? You're saying, oye, compadre, come on. It isn't my fault. Don't worry. Oli, we don't hate you.
We like it.
I mean, Oli, bro, it's Gabriel.
What? We're not allowed to name call people that are not on the thing.
But Gabe doesn't count as a person, though. Like, he doesn't have all the rights.
He's one of the main members. He just couldn't come with us because he owed money.
He owes the government money.
He owes every government something.
He owes every government something. He's wanted in, like, almost every country in the world.
Yeah. He has more debt on him than the U.S. government, okay?
He probably contributes.
He committed, like, war crimes back in 76.
He probably contributes debt to the U.S. government.
that socialist icon, I can't remember his name. It's like Chev something. The guy who was he wasn't from
Guevara. Che Guevara.
Yeah, that guy used to tell Gabriel to cool it down. That guy.
God damn.
That's how
hardcore.
Mr. Chang, my uncle.
Guys.
No, man. Inspired by Gabriel.
Was inspired by Gabriel.
I was getting fond memories back in 76 Vietnam.
You just served.
Fun time. Anyways.
Oh no, he wasn't. He wasn't serving. He was hired as a prostitute for the American soldiers.
I was gonna make a really offensive joke, but now I don't want to say it.
Okay, my bad.
Okay.
Because mine was not even offensive at all.
It's more like a little accent that I do sometimes.
I mean, I said something that can possibly get me canceled and make me unemployed for the rest of my life, but you can go ahead.
Just understand that we have a white guy from Italy who literally shrivels when he sees pizza say, word by word, hey, compadre, meet me at the cartel. So you tell me why you're going to get canceled.
Yeah, I'm going to next time for another episode.
If you want, I can keep this going.
No, we're not being racist.
Oh, no. Okay.
We're not
that's like
racist.
The dad, as the father figure of this podcast, no racism.
Shut up, bro. I've never insulted my father, and you've been insulted more times, but me? You know what? I'm not even going to say. That would have probably been far. You know what?
That's the father figure of this group, of this podcast.
I wouldn't say you're like a father to me. I'd say you're more like a nuisance, but...
Oh.
Yikes.
Okay.
You know there's an issue when the nicest person on this chat says that.
Says you're a nuisance, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to head out, guys. Have fun with the podcast.
I would like to sincerely apologize.
Start shaking hands.
If you're a father figure, can I ask for your advice? Can I ask for your advice here?
Yes, please do.
This is more advice. This is more of what's your guys' opinion on it. I'm going to give you a scenario, right? Mm. You guys got to tell me, what's your opinion on this scenario? I think I briefly mentioned it before the podcast. So basically, right, this happened during football, right?
There's
going to be no name dropping.
Yes.
Here. But basically, so... we were getting kind of tired, so we decided to like take a little bit off. And so I was just scrolling through my phone, and I was like, "Damn, this is getting kind of cool. I just kind of want to see how to do streaks." And so I asked one of my friends, "I was like, hey man, how do I do streaks?" He goes, "Oh, what do you mean?" He goes, "Let me see your phone." This guy opens up Snapchat, takes off, takes the phone, goes ahead and takes a picture of safe, sends yep. it to the person that sends it to the girl I used to like, and then just dips with my phone in his hand. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? What are you doing? All right, and it's not over. All right, it gets a lot more weird. All right, so I get the phone back, and I'm back chilling on Instagram. And before that,
Ollie, before you get to the word part, this guy got abused for something, right? So basically, apparently, right? Like, I don't like this guy shouted this out about Ollie here, saying this girl doesn't follow you back. And bro,
you're cutting out a bit.
You're lagging out.
Yeah, buddy.
Continue speech. Okay. I do not want to ruin this.
Okay, so basically, I get my phone back, and you know, I'm just back. I'm just sat down chilling. I realized you can't delete messages off Snapchat, so I'm kind of fucked, kind of effed. So, and I'm like, whatever. I'm just gonna go ahead and just scroll through Instagram, and then I realized, oh wait, you know, there's this girl from Italy. Who's we'll just call it coconut ice cream.
Oh wow.
She messaged me because we were talking. She messaged me a video and it was like, "Oh, okay. What do you like?" Because she messaged. Because
I don't know about this.
It gets weird because she messaged me a video because I asked her, and so just and I was like, "Okay, I'm just gonna." Because I asked her a question and her to answer, she messaged me, and so I was like, "Okay, I'm just gonna look at it." I was gonna look at it when I go home, but I was like, "I just opened Instagram. I might as well not to look like a douche." So I was like, "Okay." I just I open up the video, right? And so she's speaking it, so I have to turn up the volume. And then the guy who did the same thing is sitting right next to me, right? And he goes, "Bro, oh my god, dude, what's her voice? She sounds so fit, man." I'm like, "What are you doing? What are you just go away?" This guy then like
A second before that, he says, "I'm not horny. I'm the least horny person I know." And Bruce, bro, you can feel the loneliness in his voice, bro.
He woke up and he chose horny, dude. What can I say?
He put on his horny hat in the morning.
Yeah, bro.
It's more like a switch. Horny. It's more like a switch. You just turn it on.
First of all,
that joke was perfect.
Some people wake up happy, some people wake up choosing violence, but nah, this man, he woke up choosing horny.
Horny.
Then goes ahead and says, what's her Instagram? I'm like, I'm not going to give you the Instagram. And then he just looks at the name. And he just follows her. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Go ahead. He says, what are you doing, man? And then, like, he goes ahead and, like, he says that he liked another girl, right? I was like, what are you doing? Just what are you, you don't even know, you don't know anything about her. That was weird. That was just a really weird encounter, and so that's why I was thinking like it wasn't just me who thinks it's weird, right? That was just weird.
He was a different horny bro. He was a different horny. I don't know. It's been a long time since that man got coochie or ever saw it at all. But that man was wild and differently, too differently.
Good times.
Wait, we're all thinking of the same guy, right?
Yes. I'll give you the initial CLW.
Oh yeah,
got it.
Ah, yes, him.
Wait, first of all, I'm really close to that guy as one of his like as one of his friends. I can testify. He's a great guy.
He is a good guy.
No one's dissing him as a person. We're just saying he's a bit lost when it comes to girls.
Who isn't? Jesus Christ, married people are lost. Married men are lost when it comes to girls.
Don't give me that chemical speech again. All right.
Like basically I gave this speech a year ago to it wasn't a speech, it was more like just like I explained to him how exactly in terms of like chemicals in the brain people fall in love, and I don't know why, but it fucked up Demac like really badly. Like it just
not that badly, relax, okay?
Like he was just kind of like, don't give me that speech anymore, I have to believe that love is meaningful.
Shut up, okay?
Love is just a series of chemicals produced.
It's literally just a series of chemicals based, like, it's a compository chemical reaction based on an evolutionary mechanism. It's not meaningful, it's not special, it's not...
Oi.
It's literally just that. It's completely temporary. And it's temporary, which is like the... So it strikes me as a little weird that people make decisions based on a temporary emotion.
Damak, it's don't listen weird. To him. He's never had the felt of another human.
He wonders why we say that he he's asexual. He wonders why
not.
We call him asexual.
Say, I am say, not. Have you had a relationship?
God, no. Why would I? No.
You just proved my point.
He doesn't believe in relationships.
But to be fair, even if I wanted to be in one, I don't think I'd manage it. Like I don't have the facilities to be in a relationship.
I think if you'd want to be.
Does that mean you like genitalia, man? What are you talking about? You don't have the facilities either. You like genitalia.
I don't have the facilities.
I mean, I'm not the type of guy that people are attracted to, right? But it's like, I can't think of a reason why anyone would want to be in a relationship, aside from maybe sex. That's the only reason I can think
bro,
of.
Bro, it's about whoa. The time we spent together, man. You know,
no, bullshit. Bullshit.
You can get canceled, man.
And if it's only about sex, then there's really no point in being in a relationship. So I'm sort of the mindset that relationships are just dumb.
All right, so
that's the story of humanity.
Come to the conclusion that safe lacks genitalia.
wait. That is
really
not
short
what
and fat genitalia.
I can wait. First of all, I can neither confirm nor deny these rumors, but I strongly suggest that they are untrue. Strongly suggest.
Why don't you just say they are true?
Nihilism case.
Yes, that's how I won the nihilism case.
So, in other words, what's been happening with you guys for Christmas? How are you guys at Christmas, huh?
I'll be honest, guys. I've been in a pretty good mood these past couple of weeks, dude. I had a crisis.
Yeah. Not caring about physics.
Oh, yeah.
Then thinking about physics.
Then I thought about
physics.
I legit, I'm running out of motivation to study. So, I'm going to Costa Coffee and, Starbucks just to get myself to study physics. I'm running out of motivation.
It's reached the stage. It's reached the stage where, now, whenever, I do physics, even when I want to jump off a cliff, I just have to check the projectile motion off that, and then I don't feel like jumping off a cliff. Then I just don't feel like it, because I realize I'm too lost.
My thing is that I'm pretty sure A-levels should count as child abuse.
It is.
Again, we're not 18 just yet, which means we technically count as minors. Therefore, this is child abuse. But then we pay for it. Then it's our parents' fault. Then it's child abuse based on what our parents.
I'll be honest, right? Safe. I do like my parents. So I don't really.
I do actually like my parents. That is fact. That is fact. Most of the
safe,
time.
I love my parents. Huh? What are you gonna do about it? Huh?
You love your parents? I'll ask you that again when you get a bad mark in physics and your dad starts taking out his belt. Then I'll ask you that question again.
You see, I'll make a case to you. What if I do a madness and it never reaches that stage?
Then I will salute you, my brother.
And you see, that is the case. You don't need to test the relationship.
In other words, what's been going on with Aurean here?
Nothing much. I have something in mind, actually. I needed to ask you, since it is time of a fat man going through your chimney, or in the Max case,
breaking
a secret key, have you guys ever watched any Christmas movies? And if so, which one's your favorite?
Die Hard.
Oh, I love, Hook. Absolutely. There's just never mind. I was going to pull it.
Gabriel wanted to stab me in the back.
Die Hard?
Forgetting Die Hard or anything.
When I told
Gabriel that I haven't watched Die Hard, bro, he felt like stabbing
Jesus
me. He was
Christ.
Like, a friend
you haven't
of mine,
watched Die Hard.
A friend of mine doesn't watch Die Hard.
You it's haven't watched Die movie? Hard.
How have you not watched Die Hard?
Dude, if Jake Peralta were here, he would definitely be disappointed.
That's so true.
Jake Peralta, and that was probably one of my main reasons for watching it in the first place.
Christmas okay. movie. It's the best Christmas movie. Nakatomi it's... Plaza, you know,
Nakatomi
Hans Gruber,
Plaza.
German
for me, it's the second best. For me, it's the second best.
That's the first.
What's the
best?
First?
Pink Panther Christmas special.
Hook. Pink Panther.
The
Hook from
Hook.
Yeah.
Hook from Hook.
Yeah, yeah. It's the one with Robin Williams where he.
Oh, that's a Christmas movie?
It's Jesus Christ. Yes.
Mine is the Polar Express. That
yeah.
Bang.
Yeah, that
bang.
Is the word.
That bang.
Hmm.
What about songs? bumping into
last Christmas. Oh,
last Christmas. The classics. You know?
Carly from iCarly.
Shut up, Ollie.
No, you shut up.
Shut up. Hey, whoa, wait.
We don't need to get all shut up in here.
Listen, Damoc, all you gotta do is that, you know.
All you gotta do is have a big fat butt.
I'm looking at the time.
Hey, fellas, I will tell you. I will say, I do have a big fat butt. I got a big fat ass. I'll tell you that.
I love you, and it's time for me to go open my Christmas presents. So that's it. I'm closing the podcast right here. It's done. I think we're out of time here. I gotta go eat my Christmas lunch, eat my Christmas dinner, cook my Christmas food. It's Christmas.
I gotta go eat my Christmas lunch and my Christmas dinner.
and my Christmas breakfast because I overslept.
Is that why you're being a bit of a grumpy boy?
You can call me the Great. I don't care. It's time for Christmas, okay? Christmas.
Like Ollie said, sorry for wasting your time. Have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
and,
everyone.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Stay safe.
Happy Christmas.
Stay safe.